Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
We're out here. This is the field where the magic happens.
Betting Bites with Damon Betting. Betting Bites with Damon Benning.
Another episode of Betting Bites. Appreciate you being a part of what we do. Pretty spirited show on a Monday, coming off a lot of coaching carousels. Caitlin Clark, the Final Four, South Carolina winning the national championship. Caitlin Clark still dominating the story, which deservedly so, taking Iowa to new heights. But not to dismiss the accomplishments of South Carolina and their third national championship, which is impressive nonetheless. And a lot of spring ball building. And it's interesting. I just on the heels of a number of practices and a couple of coaches clinic and just kind of getting a vibe. I almost had to check myself real time. I was having a conversation on Saturday because this isn't the first time that I've said to myself, oh gosh, you know what, this feels different or this looks different. And the conversation continued to kind of go for another 4 or 5 minutes. And I said, well, wait a minute. I said, well, let me clarify. I know that I've said that before, but when I say it in going into the 2024 season, my baseline or my benchmark is much different. I'm not comparing kind of what I feel and hear and see about practice or at practice to last year. Or when I would say this before, I'm not comparing like a 20 practice to a 2019 practice. I'm not comparing a 2016 practice to a 2014 practice. When I say this feels different, because my benchmark or my baseline that I'm comparing it to doesn't have anything to do with what happened last year or comparing it to something that I've seen before. It's a feel. It feels like football. Like, I don't think my comparison and my comparisons in the past could have been considered being compared to something that wasn't as good the year before, but it's better this year or something like that. So it's still compartmentalized, but I don't know how that fits in the grand scheme of things of football. On Saturday and earlier in the week, I kind of described it as this intensity, this friendly competition where, you know, you meant business, but you were kind of surrounded by good people. Like, that's kind of how you want it if you want to be a competitive team. And to take it one step further, it feels like football, whether it's pads cracking, whether it's how crisp people move around, whether it's instruction, just the energy that the coaches clinic brought and being allowed to, as they were kind of overwhelmed and captivated by the level of competition that was going on in practice. It just, the attention to detail, it felt like a football environment that has been, from a competitive standpoint, where you see guys on the ground, some even a little slow to get up, some want to hop back up because they don't want to be slow to get up. The vibe, the feel of what's going on at practice felt different. The level of enthusiasm that was allowed to show, whether it was from the coaches to the players, and again, even to people watching. You know, I had to kind of go back to when we used to do, you know, there were live goal line sessions at the end of practice, and there would be, you know, 12, 15 media in there and a few friends of the program, and you could feel them kind of waiting for the next competitive thing to go on. That's kind of it. It's a lot how Saturday felt, where I think coaches were kind of whispering amongst themselves to, you know, some takeaways on the field. it's different. And we'll see, right? It's got to manifest itself into productivity on the field, but it won't. I always used to say over these last 12, 15 years, probably going back to like 04 maybe, where I would say, what are you doing in the meantime while you're waiting for good players to come? Whether that's a development standpoint, whether it's taking care of the things off the field from nutrition or getting like-minded in the admin or whatever that is. There's lots of steps that you don't really see other than just getting in good program changers that can go a long way into giving you a better chance to have success. And it just feels like those little things are being done, whether it's common language, you know, because you know how I feel about common language. Common language is it builds in accountability when you use common language. And you're seeing a ton of common language. There's a competitive streak, not only amongst players, but of staff and support staff and nutrition. And the behavior is modeled, right? There's not a lot of sleep going on right now. And I just think when a level of work capacity starts at the top and it trickles its way down, you can't help but to either get on board or go find something else different to do. And that's just the nature of the sport. And so I embrace it and I love it because it breeds competition. And ultimately, competition mixed in with good leadership, you get singular, focused, driven entities. And that's really what you're after if you're looking for some success from Nebraska in the wins and loss column. And it's encouraging. So it's exciting to see kind of where they build on from here. A couple of spirited debates on Monday. Go back and check them out. Some interesting discussions on depth and program building. Got a little deep with Sam McEwen, but I kind of like that because this is where this program has kind of got to go in terms of building on what the things that they felt like they did well last year, the things that they didn't do well, how to compartmentalize them and move forward to minimize the variables for future success. That's really what this whole spring has been about, whether it's rebuilding portions of his staff, philosophically, how they want to do offense, defense, and special teams. All that's part of the pruning process to end up growing better flowers than you had the previous year. That's why you cut things back and you trim. You got to let a few things go in order to see some real growth. So that part has been fun. We appreciate all the support. The digital numbers are fantastic. The calls, the tweets. I appreciate you being a part of what we do. YouTube, Facebook, AM 590, the old school radio dial. Give my partner at Ravi Lula a follow. Make sure you're part of what we're doing at Herd at Sports Radio from 7 to 10 every morning. And it's another episode of Benning Bites.